Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Internet Marketing.
I'm absolutely delighted to have on the line with me Mr. Cliff Ravenscraft. Hello, Cliff.
Hello, how are you?
I'm extremely well today. Cliff is in Kentucky, in the US of A, over the pond from England. And I believe is it about quarter to midday at the moment over there in Kentucky?
Yes, it's almost lunchtime.
It's almost lunchtime, so I can't keep him too long because he'll want his lunch. But Cliff, perhaps you can help me describe yourself, Cliff, is... a very successful podcaster in the United States, and you're a podcast consultant, aren't you, Cliff? What else do you do?
I am a podcast producer. I have more than 2,000 individual podcast episodes that I've produced in the last 4 years, and I am a full-time podcast consultant and coach. So I help people learn how to podcast, find the right equipment for them, and pretty much coach them along the process of how to build a community and extend a brand online through social media and podcasting and such.
Excellent. And because I do a similar thing to Cliff over in England, I thought I'd have a quick conversation with him about basically what podcasting is good for. Because I don't know about you, Cliff, but when I first started producing podcasts for people or companies or entities, let's call them, let's be generic, I just assumed that they could help anyone. But from my experience, I'm not sure if that's absolutely true. So my question to you and our talking point is, what is podcasting good for and how can it help businesses?
Sure. Well, qualifying that it will help some businesses is a good thing, and I'm sure we'll get into that in our conversation. But let's just assume that podcasting is a good fit for a particular business. What is it good for? I think it is, number one, brand recognition among a certain target audience. I love the fact that, as far as your product and or service that you offer to the community, it's probably, hopefully, a very niche topic that people will of certain interest will be interested in the topics that you discuss related to your brand and your market. For example, I am a business. I consult and stuff like that in the area of podcasting. And so people who are podcasters typically find my content or hear about my content from other people who are interested in this field. And so it's been great for me in just brand recognition and being out there and being a voice. It's also a great way to build a communication that is a little bit more personal and which lends it well to establishing trust with your audience or your customer base, your client base. So let me give you a perfect example of this. I podcast about podcasting, showing off what I know about my business and how knowledgeable I am. And the way I do that is through my podcast, giving away tons of valuable free information that I know is interesting to the people who are listening to my podcast. And the reason I know that is because they're supplying all the questions and I answer their questions for free. Things that people normally pay me lots of money for, I answer for free in this weekly podcast. Now, I will tell you that I get phone calls all the time as a result of my podcast, people who want to hire me and pay me a good amount of money to teach them how to do the things that I talk about all the time. And I ask them all the time, how did you hear about me? Well, the people who referred them one-on-one usually say that I heard about you from a friend, and I ask, how long ago was that? They say, well, he just told me about you yesterday, and here I am on the phone, and I'm ready to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
The other people who say, I say, how did you hear about me? And I already know the answer because I don't do any marketing personally outside of podcasting. Though other people say, I found you as a result of a Google search, and your blog and your website came up, and I saw that you had a podcast. And I said, well, how long ago did you find me? Oh, about 3 or 4 weeks ago is the average answer. And what happens is these people, I don't have to sell them on my services. These people, when they call me, they already want to hire me. They already want to give me money for what I have to offer. And I ask them why. And they say, well, gosh, Cliff, you don't have to sell me because I already know you. I've listened to about 15 hours of you over the course of the last 2 to 3 weeks.
That is exactly my experiences. I met up with a chap on Friday, and he was an avid listener of the Internet Marketing Podcast. And when I sat down with him, one of the first things he said, he was just sitting there smiling at me. And then he said, this is really weird sitting with you. I feel like I know you.
Yeah, that, and I get that a lot. Mm. And what's amazing is this puts you in a very unique position as the person who, you know, runs a business. You basically have this ability to, you know, we talk about elevator pitches. Anybody out there in business, you know what an elevator pitch is?
Yeah.
Well, you get a weekly elevator pitch. I mean, or a biweekly, however often you do your podcast, it's an elevator pitch. But here's the most awesome thing, and is that this isn't a sales, you know, this isn't a sales pitch.
Mm.
It's a pitch of who you are as an individual, a full package. You know, oftentimes you have a website and it communicates what products and services, and it's very corporate, and it's also very cold and unfeeling. But what happens is somebody will come to your website and they see that, and it's like, oh, this is a business, and they've got products, they've got services, and it's like, and it's so impersonal. But man, you throw a podcast on there and let people listen to it from their computer, or better yet, give them the ability and the knowledge of how to subscribe and carry this valuable content that you're giving to them for free, without really a whole lot of expectation in return. Give them that ability, and all of a sudden you become not just a corporate website, but you become a company that is run by humans, people who are much like they are, people who have hopes, dreams, fears, and people who have obvious knowledge about a subject at hand that you provide a value that they don't have. And so therefore they're like, wow, if I ever need something, this is the person I'm going to hire to help me in this field, or this is the person I'm going to buy that product from, because wow, I love what I know about this person. And so I'll let you move on to the other questions, because I know that some of the things I would say would lead into it, and I want to make sure that you
it does segue very well into the next things we're going to talk about, because the question really is there an ideal type of business that podcasting works really well for? Are there specific business types where podcasting is a really good fit? Now, I don't really know if I've got an answer to this, but I suspect you might.
Well, I work about 20 to 30 hours a week with businesses and who are working in the field of extending their brands online. A majority of my client base are businesses. What I've found so far is that a majority of the people who are coming to me are all either very small businesses, maybe 3 to 5 employees. And I think the most successful businesses in the field of podcasting, hands down, and it is a perfect fit, I'll give you one exception, and remind me to tell you what that exception is to the rule.
Yep.
But is a solopreneur, somebody who has they're self-employed and really have no employees. But they have a brand, they have a product, they have a service, they do something for hire, and they work for themselves. These businesses flourish. And the reason why they flourish, and companies that I've seen that have tried podcasting that I really haven't, I don't have even myself, with all the research that I've done, I don't see a lot of success in the area of corporate businesses. You know, big organizations that have boards and multiple, you know, partners and co-owners and, oh my goodness, heaven forbid, a legal department.
Yeah.
you know, when you have all the corporate culture, it's very difficult because number one, it's difficult to be personal. And by the way, I believe that if you're going to get into podcasting, you know, you've got to get over that mindset of, you know, what's business versus personal. Don't mix the two. I think in social media and especially in podcasting, you know, there comes a line when you got to decide, you know, hey, there's going to be a crossover between who I am personally and who I am in my work. And I think what makes podcasting a little bit more successful for the small business owners and the solopreneurs is the fact that, well, they are their own brand. And they are more open, and they don't have to get approval. They can get out there and just put themselves on the line.
Authenticity is the word, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. In my experience, I mean, I've got two, I would describe them as corporate clients. And interestingly, they are using podcasting more for internal communication rather than marketing and sort of branding.
Yeah. So, That is a very good distinction. That is the one test case that I've seen for podcasting in larger corporations, and it is that internal communication. You know, there's nothing worse for a business to sit there and require that their entire sales force come together at one moment in time for an hour-long teleconference when, guess what? You've got 65 people on the call, and only two people are going to talk, and the audio quality is 8,000 hertz. It's absolutely horrendous to even listen to. And then all of a sudden, you know, what they're doing many times is they're actually then saying, you know what, we're using this telephone conference calling. If you weren't able to listen live, we require that you come sometime within the next 7 days and dial into this phone number, punch in this code, and would you please listen via your telephone to this absolutely horrendous audio quality. It's like I'd have to quit if I was your employee, if I was your Salesforce team or whatever, and you're communicating to me that way, I'm sorry, I'm out of your business.
So Cliff, what was the exception you wanted me to remind you about?
Yes, the exception for the solopreneur.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So a solopreneur, there are some solopreneurs that just don't have a charismatic bone in their body. Or there's the solopreneur that really doesn't have – maybe they are passionate about their career, but they just don't like talking. So there are some people where, you know, they're very knowledgeable. They are very excellent at what they do. But when they get behind a microphone, they just, hi, everybody, I want to tell you about my business. I'm going to teach you. I would say what a solopreneur needs that does not have the ability to speak, you really do need somebody who can coach you and be honest with you and help you learn how to speak. And I would say that I think it could be available to anybody given the right circumstances. And I think that, you know, going to Toastmasters or something like that, just learning how to speak effectively and communicate in a warm tone and be passionate. The other thing I will say, and this is, I guess there is another exception to the rule, is that if you are a solopreneur, and you're not passionate about the work you do, number one, you shouldn't be podcasting. And number two, I question whether or not you should be doing the work that you're doing.
Yep. Totally agree with that one. Absolutely.
I had a real estate investor wanted to hire me and says, Cliff, I need your help. I know, and I hate this phrase. I know I need to start a podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, no. You don't need to start a podcast. You have to desire nothing more than to start a podcast.
Mm.
That's the if you need to start a podcast, then I'm sorry, you're not going to. I think your chances of success are low. It has to be something you desire to do. And there's a reason already for you to do it. But this guy, he was a real estate investor, and he already was doing a blog for his local area. And he says, I I'm thinking about doing a podcast, but the problem is I'm already blogging. I just can't seem to think of any new topics. I've run out of topics to talk about.
Mm.
And I said, it sounds to me what you've done is you've run out of passion for what you do. And through a course of a half hour long conversation with this person, he says, you know what? You're absolutely right, Cliff. I used to love this when I got into it, and I'll be honest with you, I hate it. I despise doing what I'm doing. I said, well, you certainly don't want to do a podcast, because that, even though you won't ever communicate that, I'm sorry, people are intuitive, and when they hear inflection of your voice and they hear you talking about them, they're going to sense your lack of passion.
Yeah.
You might be able to fool people with your blog. You will not be able to fool somebody with your podcast.
Oh, there's so much information in the human voice, isn't there?
There is.
So how does podcasting for business sort of fit in with other forms of online and offline marketing? Because I know it's, you know, one needs to think of podcasting as part of a bigger picture, doesn't one? I sound like the Queen now, don't I?
Yeah, well, I tell you, the podcasting should never stand alone, for sure. Now, I'll be honest with you, I launched my business as a new media business, and so I really don't have any experience in using the traditional marketing methods, minus my career in insurance, which I think is a little unique. Some of the marketing efforts in traditional media work there. I'll give you an example, though, of somebody that I know that does this well. I have a dentist, of all people, who hired me to consult with them and coach them on extending their brand through podcasting.
Yeah.
And this is somebody who, you know, runs newspaper ads. He does television commercials and does radio spots. Because he's got a localized area, and it makes sense that that's a great way to target your localized geographic area. The question was, you know, how could podcasting work for him? And this is great. I love this. What he decided to do, he decided to take questions that people ask him at his office all day long that would normally take, you know, unfortunately, a great amount of time to give them all the answers. So as a dentist, somebody, you know, has a tooth that, you know, that needs a root canal. What are their options? Well, he can just briefly share, hopefully within about a 15-20 minute period of time, because he's got other patients to see, you know, what the options are between a root canal, a bridge, and a tooth implant. Well, he has that conversation all day, every day with so many people, and he never can really have the time to give it justice for each of those people to have a well-informed decision. So what he does is he has a podcast called TalkToTheDentist.com. And if you go there, he answers the three options that you have. If you need a root canal, here are your three options. You can do the root canal. You can do this. It's an hour-long program where he exhausts every option, the benefits and the drawbacks to each option, the cost averages of all, and he puts this out on the web for anybody in the world to hear. But now as a business owner, he's actually able to say, hey, you know, this is what you need, and here are the three options. He gives them the spiel in the office. If you want more information, here's a business card. It's got a link to my website. If you go to this website address, you can hear all the options there. I've done an entire program that'll explain everything to you. What does this do for him? It helps, number one, it's got, you know, all of his traditional media marketing is sending them back to his website at whitewolfdental.com. And then all of a sudden they see that you know, he has this podcast on his website, and they're seeing the information and the fact that, man, this dentist, not only is he out there making money, but he's providing hours of his time every month devoted to giving people answers, and not just his own clients. These clients, matter of fact, I'm in Northern Kentucky. He's in Florida. I've benefited from the information. I recently needed a tooth extracted, and I was very glad to have this dentist give me his valuable time to provide that information. And you know what's going to happen is, do I live in Florida? Did I go to him for my treatment? Absolutely not. I mean, it just wasn't feasible. However, do I know people who live in Florida? You better believe I do. And if anybody lived anywhere within driving distance, if even an hour or two of driving distance, I'm going to definitely tell them, you need to go see this guy. He is the guy to go to.
That's a great success story. What about things like Twitter and Facebook? I mean, do they fit in with podcasting? Like, for example, when you release a new episode of a podcast, sort of tweeting it out or sort of mentioning it on Facebook, do you think that's a good plan?
Absolutely. I think that should be a part of the plan. And I believe that all podcasters should be using multiple elements of other new media tools. I believe that number one, I'm a huge fan of audio podcasts versus video podcasts. But I believe that an audio podcaster should be using their website to do written blog posts in between episodes. I think that helps draw further attention.
Yes.
Not to mention the fact that Google doesn't know how to read everything that you say in a podcast.
Mm.
So the more you write on your website, the more Google loves that stuff and eats that and then eventually brings people to your website as a result of the stuff that you write. I think also, you know, again, considering that you maybe, you know, are somebody that's not totally turn offish if you look at, but maybe doing some video blog posts as well, throwing some YouTube out there. YouTube's got billions and billions of users. Why not create a couple short, you know, 2 to 5 minute little blog updates? And it doesn't have to be sales pitches. Don't make these sales pitches. Make these personal and relatable and valuable information that you normally maybe would get paid for, but you give away for free. It's the theory of reciprocity here. You know, give away a value and people will desire to give it back to you. And then, of course, you mentioned Twitter. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, I think that every business ought to, you know, consider, not every business has to be in these places, but ought to consider what each of these mediums have to offer. But certainly don't use it. Go and research and find out what Twitter is used for and how people use it. And you'll find out that probably spamming people with messages of, you know, hey, this is when I've released an episode may or may not fit your marketing strategy for bringing people to your podcast or to your website for about your business.
I mean, I see where you're going with this. When I release a podcast, I will often tweet it, but I won't tweet it in such a way that it's spammy. I will just select a couple of the things that we spoke about on the podcast that I know will be useful. So, for example, I might go like, oh, latest episode of, you know, I don't know, internet marketing podcast has been released. And I'll just mention a couple of the things like, you know, latest updates on Twitter or sort of this has happened or that's happened. And so far, so good. That seems to go down quite well.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you can make your Twitter posts even a little catchy, like what happens when you put nuns in front of a microphone and a recorder?
Oh,
you know? You know, and then just a little link back to your podcast episode. I don't even say that this is a new podcast that I release sometimes. Sometimes I'll just say, hey, what happens if this? You know, of course, I say that, but to be honest with you, sometimes I'm a little spammy in the way that I approach it. It's like, hey, I got a new episode. Come listen.
Well, Cliff, thanks so much for talking to us. It's been absolutely fantastic. Just again, where do people need to go if they want to check out? Have you got some websites to tell us about if they want to get in contact with you?
Sure. I'll just tell you the main place that I send most people to, if you just go to podcastanswerman.com and then just click on the About page, there's all kinds of stuff about me there.
Excellent. So Cliff Ravenscraft of podcastanswerman.com, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, we would really like to hear from you. So if you have any questions or comments, send them to info@ai-digital.com and feel free to send in MP3 files as well and we'll play them. If you're a subscriber, we'd like to thank you for your valuable time. If you haven't subscribed yet and you'd like this show delivered to your earbuds automatically, you can find Internet Marketing on iTunes. Just search under the Business and Marketing and Management categories. Or you can find us at Feedburner at feeds.feedburner.com/academyim. We'd also encourage you to leave comments on iTunes.
Well, this is Andy White signing off, wishing you the best until we see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.